Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today I'm going to be reading with you Psalm 113. We're going to read the psalm twice. The first time you read it is from the New International Reader's Version, which is a good, easy to read Bible translation. And the second time we read it is from the ESV, the English Standard Version, which is a more word for word translation, which is good for biblical studies. So join with me as we read this psalm together and then share some reflections on it. So first from the NIRV. Praise the Lord. Praise him, you who serve the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us praise the Lord both now and forever. From the sunrise in the east to the sunset in the west, may the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is honoured over all the nations. His glory reaches to the highest heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? He sits on his throne in heaven. He bends down to look at the heavens and the earth. He raises poor people up from the trash pile. He lifts needy people out of the ashes. He causes them to sit with princes. He causes them to sit with the princes of his people. He gives children to the woman who doesn't have any children. He makes her a happy mother in her own home. Praise the Lord. And now we read again from the ESV. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From this time forth and for evermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like our God who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust, and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. So this is Psalm 113, and it's a shorter psalm, but it is a powerful psalm. It is a psalm encouraging us to praise the Lord. If you're someone who serves the Lord, then praise him. Praise his name now and forever. There's never a bad time to give God praise. And I love this picture of from the sunrise in the east to the sunset in the west, may the name of the Lord be praised. And I don't think that just means we should only praise the Lord while the sun is out. But as we know, the earth is a sphere, and somewhere it is always sunrise, and somewhere it is always sunset. And all the way around the earth, every single day at some time, someone is praising the Lord. All over the nations. And then we get this question, who is like the Lord our God? And there are lots of other religions, and if you've ever had a discussion about faith with someone, you might have had the question, well, why should I believe in the God of the Bible? And we get this first thing that he sits on his throne in heaven. He looks down at the heavens and the earth. And other religions might say, well, we believe our God is in heaven and is looking down at the heavens and the earth. And then we get these really beautiful verses, 7, 8 and 9. Well, all of them are beautiful, but there was something about 7, 8 and 9, which I just thought was so tender and so unique. We believe in a God who raises the poor people up from the dust, from the rubbish. He doesn't consider people to be rubbish, even if they're poor, even if they're struggling. But he lifts up his people. He lifts up needy people out of the ash heap. And why would there be an ash heap? Well, if there had been a fire, people who have lost things. People who have been burned and people who have been hurt. These are the people that our God lifts up and uses. And we see it time and time through the Bible that God uses imperfect people, but he loves them and delights in them and works through them to bring his goodness in this world. And what does he do once he raises up the poor? He makes them sit with princes and the princes of his people. I remember talking to my dad once, and he said, I think the reason the Pharisees didn't like Jesus is because it was all about power. And he said that Jesus came and he let the poor people know where the power really was. It wasn't with the Pharisees, but it was with Jesus. And I remember listening to this, and it's something that I reflect on a lot. That our God isn't one who is just giving power to the rich, but actually he makes his Holy Spirit available to all who humble themselves under them, under what he says and under his words. I remember in the last two Psalms there's been an encouragement to fear the Lord, and I think this carries on from those Psalms, the same line of thought, that we acknowledge the Lord and he sits us with the princes of his people. He makes us kings and princes and heirs in the kingdom of God. He gives children to the woman who doesn't have any children. And we see this time and time again. We see it in scripture, thinking of Hannah who comes and prays, thinking of Abraham and Sarah. I hear testimonies of it in real life as well. People who were told that they couldn't have children, that God has worked a miracle there. But also, God makes us family in him. And I think that's more what this is getting at. Because it says that we are made to be princes. We are invited into his kingdom. And we are made to be family with one another. Remember when Jesus turns to the crowds of the people who are following him and believe in him, and he says, these are my brothers and sisters and mothers. And he says in Matthew 12:49, my mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and carry it out. So let's praise God wherever we are in the world. Let's praise him today over all the nations. There is no one like our God who raises us up and sits us with princes and makes us family members in his kingdom. Thank you so much for listening to Psalm 113 in Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.